Mästaren är som en bassäng där man lär sig simma. När du en gång lärt dig är alla haven dina.
I salute the Buddha within you. You may not be aware of it. You may not have ever dreamed about it, that you are a Buddha, that nobody can be anything else, that Buddhahood is the very essential core of your being, that it is not something to happen in the future, that it has happened already. It is the very source you come from. It is the source and the goal too. It is from Buddhahood that we move, and it is to Buddhahood that we move. This one word, Buddhahood, contains all. The full circle of life, from Alpha to the Omega.
Thank you.
Buddhahood is the very essential core of your being. Suddenly becomes a rainbow, explodes into 1001 colors, and the drab and the dull becomes psychedelic. Love changes the whole climate of your inner being, and with that change, whole existence is changed. Nothing is changed in the outside, but once you are full of love, you have a totally different existence available to you. Zara, looked with love, the world is transformed, transfigured, and the very world becomes divine. Yes. In sight, then there is music. When love has dawned, then miracles happen. Even inside there is music, in sound, a luminous silence. Love is magical. The heart, pulsating in love, becomes a flute on the lips of God. And a song is born. And then your whole life is a melody, a beautiful song. And then you will be surprised that nothing is wrong. All fits together.
You're bringing me back to you.
my beloved ones. I love you. Love is my message. Let it be your message too. Love is my color and my climate. Love is my message. Let it be your message too. Love is my color and my climate. To me, love is the only religion. So I say, my beloved ones, I love you, and I would like you to fill the whole world with love.
Mothers you. This existence is ready to support you in every possible way. Trust, and you will start feeling a new upsurge of energy in you. That energy is love. Desire to bless the whole existence. That energy wants to bless the whole existence. Because in that energy one feels blessed. And when one you feel blessed, what else can you do except blessing the whole existence? trust, and you will start feeling a new upsurge of energy in you. That energy is love. Existence mothers you. This existence is ready to support you in every possible way. Love is a deep desire to bless the whole existence.
Start sharing whatsoever you have. Share it. Share your beauty, share your song, share your life. In sharing, you will be enriched. Your song, share your life. In sharing, you will be enriched. Your song,
share your life. In sharing, you will be enriched. Has given it to you, give it, more will be coming. Ever happens in the past. And nothing ever happens in the future. Always happens in the present. This moment. This moment. This moment. This moment. And nothing ever happens in the future. This moment. this moment. All that happens always happens in the present. This moment. This moment. This moment. This moment. The present is the only time there is. This moment, this moment, this moment. This moment, this moment, this moment, this moment. This moment. All that happens always happens in the present. This moment. This moment, this moment, this moment. This moment. This moment. This moment. This moment. Nothing ever happens in the past. And nothing ever happens in the future. This moment, this moment. This moment. This moment. This moment.
Super soul will blow your mind.
This moment. If you love yourself, you will find many, many people who love you. Because a person who loves himself becomes lovely, lovable. He attains to a grace and dignity. Thank you. When you are able to love yourself, then seek the others. Then search the others. And you will find the whole earth is full of loving people. Beautiful people. I am interested only in your consciousness. Become more alert, more conscious. Just go deeper and deeper into you till you find your center of being. You are living on the periphery. And on the periphery, there is always turmoil. Deeper you go, deeper silence prevails. And in those experiences of silence, light, joy, your life starts moving into a different dimension. The errors, the mistakes start disappearing. So don't be worried about the errors and the mistakes and the faults. Be concerned about a single thing, a single phenomenon. Put your total energy onto one goal, and that is how to be more conscious, how to be more awakened. If you put your total energy to it, it is going to happen. It is inevitable. It is your birthright. And deeper into you till you find your center of being. Deeper you go, deeper silence prevails. gentle with the wind. As many people as possible, because each person expresses a different facet of God.
Learn from people.
person, because each person expresses a different facet of God. Remember, the root of being, the word being, is Bhu. It simply means that which breathes, that which grows, that which has life. Howsoever rudimentary, howsoever primitive, all is included. Are from the very beginning Buddhas. And what is the meaning of a Buddha? Buddha means a consciousness that has come back to itself, is no more wandering in dreams, is no more thinking of future, is no more thinking of past. A consciousness that is not purchased by memories or purchased by imagination. A consciousness that has got rid of the past and rid of the future. A consciousness that has only present. A consciousness that lives in the moment. Utterly here now, alert, awake, radiant. places. Don't go on an ambition trip. All is Buddha. Life is Buddha. Being is Buddhahood. Existence is Buddhahood. Just think of it. Mystery there is. It can be lived, but it cannot be known. It can be tasted, experienced, but cannot be understood. It is something beyond understanding. Something that surpasses all understanding. Hence, mind cannot take any note of it. It never becomes a memory. Beyond understanding. greatest mystery there is. It can be lived, but it cannot be known. Let love flow. Let love flow. You are a well of love. Let people draw as much love as they can draw from you. And fresh waters will be coming in. You are joined with the infinite ocean. Draw as much love as they can draw from you. And fresh waters will be coming in. You are joined.
Mästaren är som en bassäng där man lär sig simma. När du en gång lärt dig är alla haven dina.
Och nu texten om lärjungeskap. Låt dig undervisas av varje situation i livet.
När den store sufimystiken Hassan låg på sitt yttersta var det någon som frågade honom: Hassan, vem var din mästare? Han svarade: jag har haft 1000 mästare. Att räkna upp alla deras namn skulle ta månader, åratal. Nu är det för sent. Men 3 mästare vill jag absolut berätta om. Den första var en tjuv. En gång hade jag gått vilse i öknen och när jag kom fram till ett samhälle var det väldigt sent och allting var stängt. Men jag råkade i alla fall på en man som höll på att slå hål i en husvägg. Jag frågade honom vad jag kunde få rum för natten och han sa:
så här dags? Mitt i natten är det svårt. Men du får bo hos mig om du kan tänka dig att kampera ihop med en tjuv.
Den mannen hade en sån skönhet. Jag stannade hos honom i en hel månad. Varje natt brukade han säga till mig:
Nu går jag till mitt arbete. Vila dig du och be dina böner.
När han kom tillbaka brukade jag fråga: fick du tag på någonting? Och han svarade alltid:
nej, inte ikväll. Men imorgon försöker jag igen, om Gud står mig bi.
Han led aldrig av hopplöshet. Han var alltid glad. När jag höll på och mediterade år efter år utan resultat kom jag många gånger till det desperata läget och jag kände mig så utan hopp att jag tänkte ge upp allt detta nonsens. Och då mindes jag plötsligt den där tjuven som brukade säga kväll efter kväll:
med Guds hjälp så händer det imorgon.
Och den andra mästaren var en hund. Jag var på väg ner till floden när det dök upp en hund. Den var också törstig. Han tittade ner i flodvattnet och fick se en annan hund där. Hans egen spegelbild. Och han blev rädd. Han skällde och sprang bort. Men törsten var så stor att han kom tillbaka. Till slut bara slängde han sig i vattnet. Trots rädslan. Och spegelbilden försvann. Och då förstod jag att jag hade fått ett budskap från Gud.
Man måste våga språnget. Trots all rädsla.
Och den tredje mästaren var ett litet barn. Jag kom in i ett samhälle och det var ett barn där som bar på ett tänt ljus.
Han var på väg till moskén för att sätta ljuset där. Och bara på skoj då frågade jag pojken: är det du själv som har tänt det där ljuset?
Han svarade:
jajamän.
Och jag frågade: ena stunden var ljuset inte tänt, andra stunden var det tänt. Kan du visa mig källan som ljuset kom ifrån? Pojken skrattade. Han blåste ut ljuset och sa:
ha, nu har du sett hur ljuset försvann. Vart tog det vägen? Tala om det för mig.
Mitt ego blev tillintetgjort. Allt mitt vetande slogs i spillror. Och i det ögonblicket kände jag min egen dumhet. Sedan dess har jag kastat bort all min klokskap. Jag hade verkligen ingen mästare. Men det betyder inte att jag inte var en lärjunge. Jag tog emot hela tillvaron som min mästare. Jag var mer involverad i att vara lärjunge än vad ni är. Jag satte min tillit till molnen och träden. Jag litade på själva tillvaron. Någon särskild mästare hade jag inte eftersom jag hade miljoner mästare. Jag lärde mig från varje tänkbar källa. Att vara lärjunge är ett måste på vägen. Men vad innebär det att vara lärjunge? Det betyder att vara kapabel att lära sig. Att vara tillgänglig, läraktig och utsatt för tillvaron. Med en mästare bör man lära sig att lära. Sakta men säkert stäms man in och så sakteliga går det upp för en att på samma sätt kan man komma in i samklang med hela tillvaron.
Mästaren är som en simbassäng där man lär sig simma. När du en gång lärt dig är alla haven dina.
When a great Sufi mystic Hassan was dying, somebody asked Hassan, who was your master? He said, now it is too late to ask. Time is short, I am dying. But the inquirer asked, you can simply say the name. You are still alive, you are still breathing and talking. You can simply tell me the name. And he said, it will be difficult because I had thousands of masters. If I just relate their names, it will take months and years. It is too late. But two masters I will
certainly tell you about. One was a thief. Once I got lost into the desert, and when I reached into the village, it was very late. Half the night was already gone. Shops were closed. Caravanserais were closed. There was not a single human being on the roads. I searched somebody to inquire. I found one man who was trying to create, to make a hole in a house wall. I asked him where I can stay. And he said, I am a thief and you look me to be a Sufi mystic. His robe, his aura. And the thief said, right now it will be very difficult to find any place to stay, but you can come to my home. You can stay with me. If you can stay with a thief. Hassan said, I hesitated a little bit. Then I suddenly remembered, if the thief is not afraid of a Sufi, then why the Sufi should be afraid of a thief? In fact, he should be afraid of me. So I said, yes, I will come. And I went and I stayed with the thief, and the man was so lovely, so beautiful. I stayed for 1 month. And each night he will say to me, now I am going for my work. You rest. You pray. You do your work. And when he will come, I will ask, could you get anything? He said, not tonight, but tomorrow I will try again. And he was never in a state of hopelessness. For 1 month continuously, he came empty-handed. But he was always happy, and he said, I will try tomorrow. God willing, tomorrow it is going to happen. And you also pray for me. At least you can say to God, help this poor man. And then Hassan said, when I was meditating and meditating for years on and nothing was happening, and many times the moment came, I was so desperate, so hopeless, that I thought to stop all this nonsense. There is no God, and all prayer is just madness, and all meditation is false. And suddenly I will remember the thief who will say every night, God willing, tomorrow it is going to happen. So I tried one day more. If the thief was so hopeful, with such hope and trust, I should try at least one day more. And many times it happened, but the thief and his memory helped me to wait one day more. And one day it happened. It did happen. I bowed down. I was thousands of miles away from the thief and his house. But I bowed down in his direction. He was my first master. And my second master was a dog. I was thirsty. And I was going towards the river. And a dog came. He was also thirsty. He looked into the river. He saw another dog there, his own image. He became afraid. He barked. And the other dog barked too. But his thirst was so much, he hesitated. He will go back. And will come again and will look into the water and will find the dog there. But the thirst was so much that he suddenly jumped into the water. And the image disappeared. He drank the water. He swam in the water. It was hot summer. And I was watching. and I knew that a message has come to me from God. One has to jump in spite of all fears. When I was on the verge of jumping into the unknown, the same fear was there. I will go to the very edge, hesitate and come back. And I will remember the dark. If the dark could manage, why can't I? And then one day I jumped into the unknown. I disappeared and only the unknown was left behind. The dog was my second master. And the third master was a small child. I entered into a town and a small child was bringing a candle, lit candle, hiding in his hands and going to the mosque to put the candle there. Just jokingly I asked the boy, "Have you lit the candle yourself?" He said, "Yes, sir." And I asked jokingly, "Can you tell me from where the light came?" There was a moment the candle was unlit. Then there was a moment the candle was lit. "Can you show me the source from where the light came? And you have lit it, so you must have seen light coming from where?" And the boy laughed and blew off the candle and said, "Now you have seen light going where it has gone. You tell me." And my ego was shattered. And my whole knowledge was shattered. And that moment, I felt my own stupidity. Since then, I dropped all knowledgeability. Hassan talked about three masters. And he said, there have been many. And it is not left for me. No time is left for me to talk about them all. Yes, this is true. I had no master because I had millions of masters. I have learned from every possible source. If you can be that kind of a disciple, you need not have a master. But remember, it is not that you are not having a master. Either you choose one or you choose all. But in any case, you have to be a disciple. To be a disciple is a must on the path. What does it mean to be a disciple? It means to be able to learn, to be available to learn, to be vulnerable to existence. What actually happens when you choose a master? You start learning how to learn. And with one master, slowly, slowly, you get into tune and slowly, slowly, you see the point that the same way you can get in tune with the whole existence.
Upplysning är människans seger över hennes självförvållade omyndighet. Omyndighet är avsaknaden av förmåga att använda sitt eget förstånd utan någon annans ledning. Självförvållad är denna omyndighet när orsaken inte är brist på förstånd men brist på mod att använda förståndet. Till upplysning krävs intet annat än frihet. Den frihet som innebär att i varje avseende göra offentligt bruk av sitt förnuft. Ty det är varje människas kall att tänka själv. Immanuel Kant, 1783.
ett meddelande från Fria Akademin.
Denna CD är en budkavel, en vandringsskiva. Du lyssnar 7 gånger. Memorera texten och ge sedan skivan vidare till en vän. Kopiera gärna skivan på CD eller kassett. Behåll ett ex och ge övriga budkavlar vidare till vänner.
Låt skivan vandra. Budkavel kommer, budkavel går.
En bra dag i kronprinsessans liv. Hur ser den ut?
Jag har lärt mig mycket. Det är en bra dag. Det känns skönt. Jag älskar att lära mig.